You're listening to SBS News.
All student year groups are now back in New South Wales classrooms for on-campus learning on a day when the state recorded 294 locally acquired cases and another four deaths. Premier Dominic Perrottet says 95% of teachers are vaccinated.
I particularly want to thank the teachers today right across our state. The vaccination rate has been significant. Over 95% of teachers have been vaccinated, and that's ensured that we've been able to open our schools safely.
The New South Wales Teachers Federation says there could be a teacher shortage because of the government bringing forward the return to school date. This is because teachers had been given until the 8th of November to be fully vaccinated. Based on the 95% vaccination figure, the union says that could equate to a shortage of 3,000 teachers. Education Minister Sarah Mitchell says any staff shortages between now and the vaccination deadline will be met.
The department has spoken to every single principal at every single one of our 2,200 public schools to make sure that they have the staffing that they need. And if there are any gaps with our permanent staff between now and the 8th of November when that deadline kicks in, we're supporting them with casual staff, with temporary staff to make sure that our schools can run smoothly.
Children under the age of 12 in Australia are not yet eligible for a COVID-19 vaccination, and that has some parents worried. Infectious diseases specialist Professor Robert Boy from the University of Sydney says there will be an increase in cases in school students, but the case numbers can be contained if schools take precautions.
They have to separate students well. They have to wear masks for older children. They have to have different break times. If they take all those measures, they can keep the outbreaks to a minimum. And even when outbreaks do occur in children, they tend to be mild, just like a cold. So they're not exactly going to get very ill. The only children who get really ill are those with major medical problems. If they get COVID because they've got Down syndrome or cerebral palsy or heart and lung problems, if they get COVID, they can get very sick. So we're recommending they're the first in the queue, the front of the line, to get vaccinated if they're 12 to 15. And once we know that the vaccine's safe in primary school students, we can worry about vaccinating them at that point.
The ACT recorded 9 new cases, with 88% of people aged 12 and over fully vaccinated. Victoria had 1,461 locally acquired cases and another 7 deaths. One of the fatalities was a woman in her 20s. COVID-19 Response Commander Jerome Wymar says unvaccinated people continue to make up the majority of the new infections, with 2/3 of new cases each day being people having not had a first dose. He says around 500,000 Victorians aged 12 and over are still to get any vaccine protection. And of the new daily cases, the majority are under 40.
We continue to see a very young age profile. 2/3 of our cases today are under the age of 40. In Wyndham, 96% of those new cases under the age of 40 were not fully vaccinated. In Hume, 97% of new cases under the age of 40 were not fully vaccinated.
74.7% of Victorians 16 and over are fully vaccinated. Indigenous vaccination rates are well behind, with just 58% fully protected. The state government is expanding Indigenous vaccination programs in Melbourne and parts of regional Victoria with pop-up sites and dedicated vans. There's uncertainty over whether unvaccinated tennis players can play at next year's Australian Open after a leaked memo from the WTA Player Council to women's players suggested they could compete if they did 2 weeks of quarantine. Major Events Minister Martin Bakula says the issue is far from settled. He says the federal government still needs to decide if any unvaccinated foreign nationals will be allowed to enter Australia.
Now, if that's changed, that's a matter for the Commonwealth, but we've not been advised that that's been changed. So the matter remains unsettled, and any suggestion that it is settled or resolved is just not correct.
World number one Novak Djokovic has indicated he's likely to make a decision in a fortnight on whether he'll defend his title after refusing to reveal if he's being vaccinated. Djokovic has also previously expressed hope that COVID-19 vaccines would not become mandatory for players on the ATP circuit. Queensland didn't have any new COVID cases, but there's concern that vaccination rates in regional areas won't meet the targets set by the state government. The state is planning to reopen its borders to fully vaccinated people in mid-December, or when 80% of people 16 and over are fully protected. Rockhampton, Mackay, the Isaac region just south of Mackay, and First Nations communities are behind vaccination rates for the rest of the state, and there's also concern about the Gold Coast. This weekend, Queenslanders will be able to get vaccinated at theme parks and surf lifesaving clubs across the state. At least 20 lifesaving clubs and several theme parks on the Gold and Sunshine Coasts will be doing vaccinations. And the federal government says booster shots are likely to be made available 6 to 12 months after a person receives their second dose. Immunocompromised Australians are already eligible to receive a booster shot. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.